Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Inyar, America's right-wing religious fanatic, homophobic, anti-choice talk show host. Hey, Jihad Johnny is talking. Jihad Johnny Ben Walker is talking. And we get to not only see transcripts or hear reports, but live video, hearing him talk. And when they asked him, what did he expect when he went to Afghanistan? They were somewhat stunned with his answer. You know, his air all black face, whatever. I don't know if email him. I'm sorry. We've got people who've taken our top 10 list and sent it out to radio stations, a couple around the country. And they said they're going to, the talk show host responding, saying, thanks, we're going to use this on the air. That's pretty cool. Now, I pastor Denver Bible Church, and there's something we're doing regarding the Ramsey case, the JonBenet Ramsey case, and something else we're doing regarding the Marine who lost his foot, the corporal who lost his foot in Afghanistan. Now, that corporal lives real near us. He's in the Denver metro area in Aurora, Colorado. And our church plans on, this is Christmas week coming up. Our next Sunday is the Sunday right before Christmas. And we'll have a traditional Christmas message at our church that I'll give. But then we're also going to talk about this guy sacrificing for his country, for our defense, to keep us safe from Islamic maniac terrorists. And we're going to, after our church collection, we're going to take a second collection. Actually, we'll just have a basket in the back of the church. And whatever money we take in, we're going to use for this guy who sacrificed. He had his foot. He lost his foot to that landmine. And we're going to make that money available to him. Now, not only our church, but those in the audience who are interested in this project, you can call in. By the way, the same number that you can call in to be on the show, 303-463-7789. That's 303-463-7789 or 303-463-1707. And you could call in and donate money to this, but we're not going to just make the money available to this young guy. A letter of encouragement, and that money, we're going to put it into an account that it will be available to him, but not just absolutely immediately. We're hoping we'll get over $1,000 because we have one gentleman who's already said that however much money comes in from the radio audience and from the church, he will match it. He'll double it. So that's pretty neat. If 500 bucks comes in, he'll add 500, we'll have 1,000. 1,000 comes in, we'll have 2,000. And what we want to do is this. We want to write him a letter as Denver Bible Church, thanking him for his service to our country, and expressing our condolences on his injury. But then we want to provide a warning. And we're going to say that it's so neat to hear the reports from his family and his girlfriend who lives in California that he's been very upbeat, even in the midst of this sad thing, losing a foot is a real tragedy. But he's been very upbeat. We want to thank him for that, and we want to encourage him as weeks turn into months, turn into years, to keep that upbeat attitude. And whatever he does, don't ever, not for a month, not for a week, not for a day, not for a moment, don't consider getting involved with any type of government disability. Because while a Taliban landmine couldn't destroy him, the tragedy of American compassion can destroy him, and it could be much more lethal to him. And so we're hoping to have at least $1,000 to an account for him and let him know that as soon as he gets a paycheck of more than $1,000 for 1 week's work, then he can have this money. All he has to do is let us know that he's earned more than $1,000 as in 1 week's pay, and then he's got the money. So it's our way of not just giving him advice, but putting a little something behind it, putting our money where our mouth is. And we like the idea of giving him a gift and thanks. You know, so of course, it's and from back, we're trying to get some consulting time to look at our case report that our church put together on the JonBenet Ramsey case. And we're thinking about publicizing it. But before we take that step, we want to find out from somebody who really was on the inside if there are any glaring errors in our JonBenet Ramsey case report. So, again, our phone numbers, 303-463-7789 and 303-463-1707. All right. Hey, we've got a couple things going on that I want to tell you about locally in Colorado. I told you about the mayor who was charged with public nudity, the former stripper. Well, she's done more.
Bob Enyard teaches the Bible like few others, and one of the best ways to introduce yourself to Bob Enyard's unique style of Bible teaching is with the video Mount Moriah. It's a 2-hour feature video that answers all kinds of questions. Well, this entertaining and professionally made video will show you evidence of Christ's resurrection that has remained for 2,000 years. It proves that 1,500 years after God carved the law in stone, he carved grace in stone at Mount Moriah, and you can answer those who ask, those who doubt the resurrection.
Most people choose their long-distance company right after they see one of their funny ads on TV. At Lifeline Communications, we think that you'll choose your long-distance company for an entirely different set of values. It's true that Lifeline's rates are now 12 to 27% lower than the competition, as low as 6.9 cents on weekdays and as low as 4.9 cents on Sunday. But we're the only major long-distance company which gives away 10% of its income to spread the gospel. And we're the only long-distance company recommended by thousands of major ministries all over America. Plus, if you switch right now, we'll give you 100 minutes of long distance free. So what do? If you're serious about saving money and promoting the kingdom of God, you can do both with Lifeline, long distance with a higher calling.
Give him a call, 1-800-684-2931.
Bob's monthly Bible study. Join up, folks. Every Sunday night, we record a Bible study here in Denver, and we're going through the entire Bible. You can sign up for $24.95 a month. We send out 4 tapes a month every month. We distribute tapes right now to over 100 families around the country. Please join up. $24.95 a month. We can send them out automatically if you sign up by credit card. Give us a call, 1-888-836-9278. That's 1-888-8-NYARD.
All right, we're back. Bob Enyart Live, 1-800-8-NYART, 1-800-836-9278. Now, I gave the 800 number out of 10 years of habit. You're going to have to hold on. Got our local numbers, and I see we got calls coming in. Glad to hear that. But you can try us at 303-463-1707. Now, regarding the Ramsey case, JonBenet Ramsey, our church, Denver Bible Church, we're a typical church, but we focus on things like justice and criminal justice because God gave us the Bible, and the Bible is a criminal justice textbook. It deals a lot from Old to New Testament, from Genesis through to Revelation, in the Gospels, in the Epistles, and throughout the Old Testament, God deals with criminal justice. The Ten Commandments say a lot about criminal justice. 4 of them form the foundation of a good criminal justice system. Do not murder, do not steal, don't commit adultery, and don't commit perjury. And some people are thinking, don't commit perjury, where'd that come from? Well, where'd that come from? Do not bear false witness against your neighbor. God has expressed many opinions about the criminal justice system. And they're in the Bible, and we as Christians could use God's opinion about criminal justice in order to bring people to the Lord. Because we're always saying, oh, if only there was an opening, even a paid show, and the audience some news about Bob Enyart Live. We are now available to anyone in the country in North America who has a backyard satellite dish. This is a good development. Paul, I imagine you don't have one of those.
Not as of yet.
Okay, but they're popular. There were about 4 million backyard dishes, like 4 feet in diameter or larger. And so obviously some of those people switched to the smaller digital dishes, but there's still at least a few million of those out there. And anybody with a backyard dish can pick us up live from 9 to 10 Eastern time, and I'll give the satellite. And if you know somebody with a satellite dish, just jot this down and let them know. They could listen live on G4R-15 at 7.75N. G4R, that's Galaxy 4R, transponder 15, at 7.75 narrowband audio, 7.75N. So we're now available to anybody with a backyard satellite dish. And Paul, you listen over the web?
Yes.
All right. And what do you tend to click on, WHME or IRN?
Well, I link to World Information Center from KGov. Yeah, I'm listening to the live stream now.
World Information Center? And do you
on IRN, yes.
IRN, okay. Right, exactly. All right. Well, I'm glad to hear. How reliable is that live stream for you?
Well, judging by listening to it over the phone, it sounds like it's a few seconds behind. Other than that, it sounds real good.
Yeah, all right. I'm glad to hear that it sounds real good. Praise the Lord for that. Okay, so your question was, how do we get a Tulsa affiliate?
Right.
That's a challenge, Paul. Most Christian stations, you know, Christian stations work differently than secular. The normal secular stations, they pay people to produce programming to be on the air. Christian stations do it differently, and the programmers, doing it backwards makes it real hard for Christian stations to build large audiences, because, you know, any Christian, if somebody goes to a Christian station and they start airing, let's say they say some heresy, like Jesus Christ is not God. Well, most Christian radio stations would take them off the air right away. But on the other hand, if you've got the money, you could get, you know, most Christian radio shows, you get them on the air somewhere. And as a result, the programming doesn't always flow. You know, you might have some Old Testament Bible teaching study, a guy who's 60 years old, which is great, praise the Lord. The older, often the more wisdom. And then you follow up with a woman who has a cooking or a vitamin show, and there's sort of not a gradual building throughout the day of a cohesive audience. And so it's just it's a difficult way to do business, and that's what we're in the middle of that. So Paul, in Tulsa there are some number of Christian radio stations. Do you have an idea how many you have there?
Oh, about 3 or 4 there. Most of them deal primarily in music, but we do have one Christian talk station.
All right, so that obviously narrows our choices. Do you know if there are any independent talk stations, or any conservative talk stations?
There's at least one big one. That'd be KRMG AM.
They're the Rush Limbaugh affiliate?
Right, there's the Rush Limbaugh affiliate. They also play Dr. Laura.
Right.
Now this time they play Neil Boortz.
Right. And so by experience, we know it would be extraordinarily difficult to get on there. But But the one Christian station would be our best shot. Any idea who owns that one? That's Christian.
I'm trying to remember. It's part of a network.
All right. The biggest networks are Salem Radio Network and Crawford. Neither of those sound familiar.
Nope.
And then there's a handful of regional, Midwestern, different regional networks. But so, Paul, maybe you could do us a favor. Maybe you could email us their phone number, and that would be enough. Or you could get their program director or salesman and send the info to us, and we'll follow up.
All right.
All right. But what would happen, let's say they tell us that we would have our website, and we might be able to do commercials for some of them if they had something they wanted to promote. But generally, they'd be underwriters. And that's how it's possible to get that done. All right. So would you like to send us that?
Can do. I'll go ahead and look them up.
All right, Paul. Thank you very much. I appreciate your interest. God bless you.
God bless you, Bob.
Okay. All right. So hey, we're excited. We're on in upstate New York and Rochester and in a couple suburbs. And we're on in South Bend, Indiana. January 1st, we'll be on in Denver, Colorado. And we're on satellite with a digital feed, a special digital feed that you need a digital decoder to listen to it. And then we're also on satellite, unscrambled, on, like I just said, G4R. Now Galaxy 4... That's been up there forever, Galaxy 4. But I think that satellite, now I could be totally wrong. It used to be just Galaxy 4. Now it's G4R. So I wonder if Galaxy 4, if its orbit began to deal with Earth's atmosphere and they burn up. But I wonder if G4 had a malfunction or it was decaying its orbit. And so Hughes Communications, or whoever owns Galaxy 4, if they steered a new satellite and replaced G4, so this is the G4R, the replacement. Now, that's a wild guess. Maybe there's somebody out there who follows the satellite business and could let us know on that guess. Anyway, our number is 303-463-7789. And 303-463-1707. All right. So I let you know sort of vague description of what our church, Denver Bible Church, plans on doing in the JonBenet Ramsey case. We've made an offer to one of the law enforcement officials that was involved intimately with the case from the beginning, and basically to hire this person to do consulting for our church on the JonBenet Ramsey case. We want to know if our case report on that murder of that little girl is accurate, or if there are any glaring errors in it. And if it's accurate, then we'd like to promote it in maybe a big way. So, now we're going to go to the phone here, and we're going to Kansas. Dave, speak your mind.
Hi, Bob.
Dave, how are you?
Hey, great, great. You were asking about the satellite?
Yeah. Yeah, what's with G4R?
Right, it used to be G6.
All right.
And I think that's the one your television feed used to be on.
Television was on G6. You know, it was so long ago.
This is the same exact channel, only you're on the audio subcarrier of it.
Right. All right,
so,
and why G4R, do you know?
They replaced G6 with G4R.
Oh, they did.
If I remember correctly, G6 just flat disappeared.
It disappeared.
Yeah, I can't remember why or anything.
It could have got hit by a little meteorite.
Yeah, I'm sure there's some conspiracy involved, right? But anyway, it used to be Galaxy 6, and then, I don't know, it must have been 7-8 years ago, or maybe a little less than that.
So Galaxy 6... is now the G4 replacement.
Yeah, G4R, and I think it's somewhere, like 95 degrees west or something like that.
And when they replace a satellite, do they actually move another one into the same geosynchronous?
Yeah, into that orbital position. Yeah, what they do is they just basically you know, shoot a retro rocket and scoot it over into position, and then once it's, you know, at the proper altitude and everything, it'll just sit there.
And these satellites are, if I recall, about 22,000 miles above the surface?
22, 23,000 miles. At that distance, you know, the gravitational pull of the Earth and their speed, mm-hmm. you know, counter each other, and they just sit there right over the same spot of the Earth at all times.
And that helps to somewhat account for the delay, the last caller said, because that's some distance for the speed of light. We'll be right back.
All lines are busy at this time. It's an evolution.
Hi, this is George from Jersey. Out.
Hi, I'm a garden variety sodomite and a transgendered freak of nature, and I'd really love a call back from Bob Inyart, so if you could give me a buzz. My name's Cody Lightholt. My phone number is 7. I'd really appreciate being straightened out because I'm sick of being a dirty fag.
Hey, Mr. Inyart, I have actually viewed your website. And then I saw you on Plutely Incorrect 3 times. And, well, I don't know what to say about you. All I can say is that I had an uncle that died of AIDS. I'm sure you refer to it as the gay plague. All I can say is that the majority of gays in this country are better people than you. Better than you or any other thing that you could ever be. I hate you, and I wish you had cancer.
I have never in my life heard such a hypocrite as this Bob Inyart. How in the world do you dare put him on the air? How can he judge anybody? He is terrible. You ought to be ashamed to even have him walking around.
Hey, Bob, I'm drunk. And guess what? God ain't gonna help me on this one. Take a guess of what I'm drinking. I'm drinking some vodka and some strawberry crush, buddy. Let me tell you what. I bet you're against too, right? Yeah, let me tell you something. Oh, yeah, and juice, too. Guess what, Bob Inyart? I'll tell you something. Bob Inyart, guess what? I'm really seriously drunk, but anyhow. Check it out, though. So, I'm a garden variety sodomite. Bob Inyart.
We're back, Bob Inyart Live, 303-463-7789. The delay some people might catch in the show, if a satellite is 22,000 miles up in the air, and light travels 186,000 miles per second.
Right.
The signal's got to go to the satellite and back.
Yeah, it's a 50,000-mile trip, so there'll be slight, you know,
that's
delay
about
on
a,
that.
About a quarter of a second.
Right.
And in some cases, based on who's airing what, it might go up and down a couple times.
Sure.
For example, when people listen to the feed that's not digitally encoded, they listen to this G4R15 at 7.75N, that's going up to satellite and back twice.
Yeah, it'll be making the trip twice because you pipe yours to IRN, correct?
Right. We send it via an ISDN line from Denver to Memphis, Tennessee, and that goes at the speed of light approximately.
Uh-huh.
And so, just over 1,000 miles.
Right.
That gets it there in about 186th of a second.
Right.
So that gets there real quick,
mm-hmm.
but then it goes to satellite a couple times
uh-huh.
for some listeners, and so that gives us about a half-second delay.
Uh-huh.
So that's pretty interesting.
Well, I can listen to you on both digital and on analog, and the digital is quite a bit better, but the one on WHME on the World Harvest Television is fine. I mean, it's listenable, absolutely. It's good or better than anything on, you know, like anybody that has dial-up to access on the internet.
All right, yeah, exactly. And for somebody to listen digitally, you do that?
Mm-hmm.
Dave, you know a lot about this stuff. Could you tell the audience, if anybody was interested in that, how do you listen to Bob and Yurt Live at 9 to 10 o'clock Eastern Time with a backyard satellite?
It's called a MPEG, which is MPEG compression. I don't know, you've seen like MPEG movies on your computer.
Yeah, it's a standard computer.
So they use the same type of compression,
right?
Even like for Dish Network and other things. Well, some of these, some systems use it just to send feeds throughout the satellite because, of course, it uses a lot less bandwidth than a full analog signal. Instead of a single channel on a satellite and maybe a few audio channels, they can put four or five video channels on a single transponder on the
right
satellite.
It compresses the signal so you can get more on a satellite,
right? So it's cheaper for the programmers in point to do it
right
there. As well as yours, there's Daystar, Salem Radio Network, video and audio both.
All
virtually
right.
Everything Christian is up there in the clear digital.
All right, Dave, so you're media savvy then.
Well,
I want to dial, let's see, how do I do this here? I want to dial our voicemail, and I want you to hear the first few seconds of a message somebody left for me.
Okay.
And see if you could guess what in the world it's about.
Okay.
All right, so hold on a second.
All right.
And I'm going to ask my board op to bring up our, well, we're all set here. And, okay, now. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, when I'm going to ask my board up to bring the to mute
Please
this so I can dial my
security
code. Let's do mute that. All right, bring it back.
You have no unheard messages.
All right.
First saved message.
Okay, here we go.
Hi, Mr. Enyart. My name is Sheila, and I'm calling from American Media. I have a FedEx that we need to send out to you, and I don't have a street address. So could you give me a call back, please? My number is 561.
Okay. Now that's it. Pretty straightforward. American Media, and she has a FedEx to send to me, and she wants a street address. So the question is, do I give it to her? Do you know?
I would.
Who is she? What is this company?
I've never heard the name. Have you looked them up on the internet or anything? I've never heard that.
Oh, you have heard it.
No, I have not. I have not.
You have. Let me tell you how.
Well,
actually, it was a tragedy. But remember the very first anthrax case?
Oh, American Media. Yeah.
Florida. And they're the tabloid company. They do the National Enquirer and the Star.
Right. As a matter of fact, there were people speculating when that first occurred.
Yeah.
There were people speculating that, you know, the Al-Qaeda or whatever saw that symbol, American Media, and said, okay, this is the American Media.
Right, that's true. Or I think they've done some insulting pieces on Osama bin Laden, so that was speculated also. But at any rate, whoever did the anthrax, we still don't know. But my wife and I were running errands today. And we had to go see our accountant, and so I heard that message in the car from the cell phone. So I said, Cheryl, American Media wants our street address to send us a FedEx. She said, forget it, we might get anthrax. And so I called up and I talked to Sheila, and I said, Sheila, but first, do you have the anthrax problem cleared up? Of course, I was kidding. And she said, "Oh yeah, we're in a different location now." And she chuckled, and I told her it was a tragedy that had to happen. Even though they have such a despicable publication,
really?
It was a tragedy that somebody had to get killed from the anthrax. And so she said she was a little bit coy, but she said she wanted a street address about Bill Clinton, and they're sending it to certain people in the country that they want to see it, I guess, before it runs. And I said, Sheila, I hope you don't mind. I'm sure you don't have anthrax, but I really don't want the National Enquirer to have our physical address. So could you send it to our P.O. box? So she agreed, and so it'll take an extra day or two.
Is this something to do with the Juanita Broderick case, possibly?
We don't know.
Ah.
That's our best guess.
My guess that they're contacting you is that's probably the case, but who knows?
That could be. And, you know, an interesting thing here, I have in my fingers right here, and I'm not going to let the audience know who, because I don't want to spoil any opportunity, but the Juanita Broderick case, the story that Bill Clinton raped one of his campaign workers in Arkansas when he was running for governor, and she was a supporter who instantly became an enemy, and the Wall Street Journal did a lengthy article on this, not saying that Clinton allegedly raped Juanita Broderick, but saying that he in fact raped Juanita Broderick. They said, when you look at the evidence, it becomes clear that this rape was an event that in fact took place.
I remember that.
That's what they wrote. And you'd think, you know, the media is always saying allegedly. Well, they didn't put an allegedly in the whole article. Yes, there's a crime. You know, there's used to do interviews, but through a friend has agreed to be interviewed by KGov.
Oh.
By us.
Fantastic.
And because the mutual friend of a friend of hers, who's also a supporter of Bob Inyart Live and KGov, to get the message out to the world that Bill Clinton raped Juanita Broderick.
Cool.
Yeah. And so we hope and pray that that interview does occur.
That would be great.
Yeah. And we might hold off trying to put it together until January so that we will be on also in Denver, Colorado.
It's worth waiting for, yeah. That's a pretty good-sized market.
Yeah. But and here's my last question for you. Dave, most churches wouldn't, for example, they wouldn't take an ad out in the newspaper and lay out the case against John and Patsy Ramsey that they murdered their daughter.
Right.
Most churches wouldn't do that. And we're about to take a break. But when we come back, could you maybe give me your opinion on a church that takes an ad out like that and what impact it might have?
Can a Christian lie without sinning? If the Nazis were at your door, is it a sin to lie to them so they don't find the family of Jews living in your attic? Was it wrong for the Hebrew midwives to lie to save the Israelite babies in Exodus chapter 1? And if that was immoral, then why did God reward them? Are Christians today nicer than God? Would the average Christian condemn Jesus if he came back today and call people names like swine, Matthew 7, or a dog, Matthew 15, or a snake or a brood of vipers, Matthew 23. Today, that would be considered unchristlike by most Christians, but he said it. And in an effort to make you more Christlike, we've put together a 6-tape audio album called Nicer Than God. It's available for $29.95. Get the information you won't receive in the average Nicer Than God church. The world we live in is an immoral, disgusting, enormous, and growing. So to help you in your responsibility to raise godly young men and women, we at Bob Inyart Live are offering the Train Up a Child package. The first item is a 100-page book written by Michael and Debbie Pearl called To Train Up a Child. With over 300,000 copies in print, this is an invaluable resource for parents based on biblical truth, not psychobabble. And always easy to understand and clear-thinking, Pastor Bob Inyart rounds out this teaching tool. Included in the package are two sermons on child-rearing delivered by Pastor Inyart to his congregation in Denver, Colorado. Order the Train Up a Child package for $14.95 and get your child on the right path.
Hey, we're back. Bob Inyart Live, 303-463-1707. I got an instant message. Someone said, all this technology and I'm using rabbit ear antenna. I'm using a rabbit ear antenna. That's pretty funny. Okay. Now, let's go back to Dave. And Dave, my last question to you. Okay, a church taking out an ad in a local newspaper laying out the evidence against the parents in a nationally known and infamous murder case. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What do you think about a church doing that?
What do I think about a church doing that?
Yeah, Denver Bible Church.
I think it's the right thing to do. I don't know if it will do a lot of good for building up a congregation.
I do want to talk about that angle because, you know, we right-wing Christians, quite often we say, you know, nobody listens to us because, well, the truth is offensive. Mm-hmm. And that could become a cop-out for us.
Uh-huh.
You know, it could be that we just don't do a very good job presenting the truth, or we don't try hard enough, or we put a lot of effort in, but we're not too smart, or we sometimes take positions on issues that are absolutely inane and absurd, and we lose credibility. Because, if you said, we have people who agree with that.
There are. More than you might think.
Yeah, the majority, the vast majority of people think the Ramses did it.
Right.
And so we're hoping that even though it's not the normal thing for a church to do, the people out there who are thirsting for justice and rationality, that will start to get them.
Well, that's possible as well. I guess the only way to do it is to try and find out. I think that there are a lot of people that are hungry out there for, mm-hmm. for justice, and I'm one of them. You know, mm-hmm. I get pretty sick and tired of the OJs and the,
right.
you know, and even Dershowitz was on TV here, Alan Dershowitz, a couple of days ago, right. you know, putting up a defense for Bin Laden,
right.
the videotape.
Well, yeah, just despicable.
And this is the same guy that, I mean, he's quoted, and I'm not sure, I think it originally came from Benjamin Franklin. I'm not sure of this, but the quote, it's a lawyer's quote, it says, you know, better to let 1,000 guilty men go free than to convict one innocent man, which goes directly against what God said in
that's
the Bible.
A, right, that's a despicable quote.
Yes.
And that quote is an excuse for a failed government.
That's right.
And a failed to convict the innocent and to acquit the guilty.
Yeah, they're equally evil.
Right, if you let a rapist murderer go free, you damn 1,000 more women to
That's
a life
right.
of misery.
Just as bad as convicting an innocent.
Because you encourage more rape and murder.
That's right.
Hey, Dave, thank you so much for your call.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Appreciate that. Now we're going to go to West Springfield. Hey, Jack.
Hi,
this is Bob Inyard. How you doing?
Not too bad.
Jack, where? West Springfield where? Massachusetts?
Massachusetts.
We're not on in Massachusetts.
You're on in Massachusetts. I want you to listen to yourself.
Okay, now what?
Did you hear that?
I sure did.
Look, I'm in West Springfield, Massachusetts. Now, I'm looking in the phone book for the name of the radio station.
Yeah.
I have a West Springfield Holyoke phone book, but it doesn't cover Chicopee. The station is broadcast out of Chicopee, Massachusetts. It's a Christian radio station. And I first heard you, I was down in Florida. You were on TV.
Yeah, you're right.
About 3 or 4 years ago.
Where in Florida were you?
I was in the Cocoa Beach area near Orlando.
All right, maybe, okay.
But I don't know if that was cable TV.
Well, no. We were on Channel 20 in Orlando.
Oh, okay.
We were on in Fort Myers on the West Coast at the Bay.
That was about 4 years ago.
Yeah, that was out of Channel 20 in Orlando.
Three or four.
All right.
Right, okay. Hey, look, this is great. You know, Massachusetts, of course, is probably the most left-wing socialist police state in the country.
You're not kidding.
And the people are just barely beginning to wake up here.
Mm-hmm.
It feels so lonely to be out here. Now, I spent about 25 years in Colorado, and there's a lot of good Christians waking up out there. They've been with us. Yes, it is, and that's terrible to see.
Mm.
There's something. Can I mention the what's going on, current event? It appears that the Republicans and the Democrats are playing good cop, bad cop. And one of the big things that I see going on over and over and over again,
yeah,
is that they want to keep the borders open regardless of the 9/11 atrocity.
In other words, a fear of putting the military on the borders, closing down the illegal immigration, all that.
That's right.
Just status quo business as usual.
Right, and there seems to be an almost panic, even among the Republicans, including Bush, that the American people might want to control their borders and do something about the 1965 immigration law that opened up the borders.
Mm-hmm.
Have you noticed that?
Well, sure, of course.
And it does seem, and this is something that has occurred to me, it does seem that they're playing good cop, bad cop.
Mm-hmm.
That appears, the Republicans and Democrats, good cop, bad cop, good, but they're both headed towards the same exact point.
Well, there's definitely not been any strong determination by either party to do anything about illegal immigration. And let me tell you what really frosts me is that if people come here illegally, they're breaking our laws, and yet they qualify for all of our government entitlement programs.
Right.
I got to interrupt you. The OPFL.
Okay, I'm going to send you an
email. My show. Well, we started it as a radio show. I guess that doesn't qualify as a TV show then. We started a radio show, and a local general manager of one of the few Denver TV Christian stations called me up one day laughing his head off, saying, Bob, you got the funniest show. Now, today,
right.
We don't always do. Who's here? Jack? Jack, is that you?
That's me.
I thought you hung up.
No.
Okay. I was talking to the audience. All right, good. So, Jack, we started the radio show, and a TV manager calls up and says, Bob, we got to put your show on TV. We'll reach a bigger audience. So I said, well, that's great. Let's do it. We had a meeting, and at the end of an hour, he's going to start my show in 2 weeks.
Uh-huh.
He tells me, and by the way, it's only $8,000 a month. And I just started laughing. I said, you're going to pay me $8,000 a month? He said, no, you pay us.
Mm.
And I said, well, thanks, but I really appreciate the interest, but no thanks. I'm not going to do it.
Yeah.
So about a month later, he called back, and we cut a deal. He put my show on for free, and any commercials we sold, we split 50-50. And that was a good deal. And from there, the network owner wanted to uplink the show to satellite. We started airing it on one satellite. Then another satellite network saw the show, and they started playing it. And a third satellite network picked it up. So we're on three networks, and I'm not paying any money for the airtime. And we're building an audience late at night that was bigger than anything those networks were getting during the day.
Oh.
And stations, TV and radio stations, started just picking up the show and airing it. We'd find out on the air. We'd get calls from states we didn't know we were on.
Mm.
Maine and Alaska, and we're on in Hawaii on a few of the islands. And
well, you're on here in Massachusetts. Hey, listen, you know this Homeland Security, all these laws that they're making?
Go ahead.
These laws are being directed against the American people rather than control the illegal aliens coming in, controlling the American citizens.
Let me ask you a question.
Yes.
If because the hijackers were all here illegally.
Right.
Right?
Right.
What is the maybe simplest thing we could have done that would have completely avoided 911?
I'm not sure that there's anything we really truly could have done if they wanted to do what they wanted to do. But I'll tell you what, when this is all over, we should start looking at the U.S. federal government and then start asking them questions.
Well, Jack, let me interrupt you.
Uh-huh.
9/11 could not have happened in Israel.
Because well, that's true.
LL Airlines, you know, the pilots are armed.
Right.
And they've got armed marshals on the planes. And if some guy pulled out a razor,
uh-huh,
he would have been shot through the head.
Great.
And that armed pilots is a great idea, but we have a holy war in America against guns.
Right, and against Christians, by the way.
Against Christians, against self-defense, against anything godly,
right.
And we promote everything filthy and immoral.
Yeah, don't kill a terrorist, but kill all the unborn babies.
Yeah, exactly, Jack. And you know our national policy toward hijackers was comply with the hijacker. That was our national policy. Do what the hijacker tells you.
Right.
That's been our policy for 30 years in America.
Right.
We're insane.
You bet.
So we got a wake-up call. We'll only wake up a little bit, though. After that, it's up to Jack and I and a few of you out there in the audience.
Well,
thanks,
they're
Jack.
Coming after us now. The U.S. federal government's coming after us.
All right. Well, thank you for your call.
God bless.
God bless you. I appreciate Jack in Massachusetts listening to a Christian radio? Is it a Christian station out of Chicopee, Massachusetts? Hey, Chicopee! If you guys are staffed 24 hours a day,